Hallelujah. We rolled Brother Matthew up that ramp over there the other night when he sang. And I said, well, Brother Matthew, I didn't realize that, you know, we was going to be using it this week. I said, I wanted that put in there for me. Later on, if I'm in a wheelchair, I may want to be up here preaching still in a wheelchair. Amen. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I could preach from a wheelchair. Yeah, I could preach from a wheelchair. Praise the Lord, I could do it. I might just come up out of it. Who knows? Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 14. Is where we want to take our text from tonight. Appreciate everyone being in the house of the Lord tonight. Praise God. I'm so thankful for what God has done in youth camp. I'm so thankful for His hand of protection. We did travel a lot of miles, and it was hot. But believe it or not, on the hottest day, it was hotter in Oklahoma than it was in Texas by about 4 degrees. The heat index in Oklahoma was 106, and the heat index in Texas where we were at was 101. So it was hotter here than it was there, as if that probably was really a big difference. Praise God. It was hot. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Amen. Father in heaven, we praise your holy name and we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for your Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, that you move and you minister through the preaching of the word. And I ask you, God, tonight to let your spirit anoint us. Lord God, to speak, to hear, Lord, to grow in your grace and in your knowledge and to receive what you have for us tonight in this meeting. Lord, we want the ears to hear and a heart to respond, God. Just have your way, Father. And we thank you for all things that you do for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. You can be seated again tonight. I want to preach tonight. I've preached this message before. It's been a long time ago. Amen. But I just felt impressed to preach this to us tonight. And the title of my message is Time is Money. How many has ever heard that terminology? Time is money. A lot of times, you know, we as individuals think, you know, as the do-it-yourself type individuals. We think, well, if I do it myself, then it won't cost as much. But in reality, it costs your time. And thus, time becomes money in that sense. This is not really the influence or the understanding of what I'm going to share tonight about this. But yet, the phraseology is there. Time is money. In other words, time is valuable. Time is valuable. Amen. You know, if you had a large amount of money, cash, you know, maybe $300, $400 of cash, we'll use a low amount there, and you know, you probably wouldn't just walk around with it in your hand, waving it around, and say, you know, just, I've got money. And not paying much attention and drop one here or a few here. And all of a sudden, you know, you're not really paying attention to the money in your hand. And before you know it, all of a sudden, the money's gone. You don't have it anymore. Because you weren't really paying attention to the value of what you had. Anybody in here ever lost money? Oh, wow. Thank you. I don't feel so bad now. Anybody in here ever threw money away? I accidentally threw some money away, and I was not happy. Because it was gone. Before I realized that I had thrown it away, it was gone. The trash truck had already come, and it was gone. And I wasn't going to the trash truck service to try to find it. I just had to lose it. Yeah, but so money's valuable, but time is probably one of the most valuable commodities that you and I have. The Bible lets us know we're given an amount of time. What is our life? The Bible says it's as a vapor. It's here for a while and then it's gone. Time's a strange thing. It it never stops. Although there is coming a day, there will be no more time. Eternity will begin for us, and that's when time stops. But I've read this scripture this evening. I almost said this morning because I didn't get to preach this morning, and so now I'm preaching this evening, and we're preaching on time is money, and so time was created by God. Time has not always been. God created time. When he created all things in the book of Genesis, he created time. He created lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day and the night. And if we go there and read it all, we'll find that what God created, he created the sun, he created the moon for the seasons and for the times and the days and the years. But the reality is time even began before that moment. Because there's already been one day, an evening, evening and a morning, and was the first day. And that is when God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So, you know, time didn't begin here in verse 14. Time began when God began creating. And a lot of times people get a little confused, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, because this is not about my message, but yet I wanted to deal with it a little bit. You see, when God said, "Let there be light," it wasn't the sun he was talking about. It wasn't the moon that he was talking about. Does anybody in here know who's going to be the light in that city that's made of gold? Titus? God. Jesus. God. There's not going to be any night. There's not going to be any need for the sun, because Jesus is the light. Woo! Hallelujah. And so when God said, "Let there be light," what that amounts to is God stepped on the scene. And the earth was without form or void. Hallelujah. And the light that was shining down upon this earth was God. It was the light of heaven. It was the light of God. Hallelujah. And so God moved on the scene. And when God said, "Let there be light," then that was the beginning here of what God was going to do on this earth that he had created. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And then we get here, hallelujah, to where he creates then the sun and the moon and the stars to be the governing thing of time. Instead of him in that sense. Amen. Just wanted to share that, because God put time in order and set everything to time. And now we have days, we have years, we have seasons, and they just keep rolling on. Time stops for no one unless you ask for it. How many remember in the Bible when Joshua asked for time to stop? And time stopped. So that lets me know God is in control of the time. Hallelujah. He's in control of things. Amen. Did you know that you actually have time for everything? But do you realize we're always throwing out this word, "Well, I don't have time. I don't have time." Well, let me read something to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verses 1 through 8 says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." You got time for everything. Well, according to God's word, you got time for everything. There's a time. There's a time for everything. Hallelujah. In James chapter 4, could you keep up with me? I was moving a little fast there. I don't know whether I just want to throw this in here. We got another projector. We're soon going to have it projected on the back wall. And so I will not any longer be at a disadvantage. I will be able to see what you're seeing. Amen. I'll be able to slow down or speed up according to however they're throwing the message, where the scripture's up there. Hallelujah. Praise God. So there's a time for everything. James 4:14. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor what that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. So time is real. God has created time. There's time for everything that's going to be done. There are appointed times. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 5:15, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." The Bible tells us, and it's been quoted several times, I think, in some of the last few messages, that the devil has come to steal, to kill, and destroy. Do you know that one of the things he wants to steal is your time? He wants to steal your time. And so then here Paul is telling us, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Can I throw it to you like this? Redeeming the time because the devil wants to steal it. Hallelujah. Paying attention. Don't lose it. Hallelujah. Don't neglect it. Praise God. I realize, you know, we can get so, what's the word I'm looking for? We can get so... I guess I can't find it. I'm looking for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm thinking about schedules. I mean, we can get dogmatic about schedules. This time, this time, this time. Blocking out our time. Doing this on this time. Doing this on this time. Don't get so schedule-minded that you lose track of time. How's that sound? That's weird, isn't it? We can get so scheduled that we don't really redeem our time. We waste our time. We get locked into time. Time was given for you and I to worship. Time was given to you and I for pleasure. Time was given to you and I to enjoy the things that God has created. If we're not careful, we can get so wrapped up in time, we miss it all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now remember, Ecclesiastes, there's time for everything. And so it's a matter of you and I scheduling our time for those things that are the most important. Hallelujah. Number one, God is most important in our lives. But you have given Him time here today. But are you redeeming that time? Praise God. Even though you are giving Him time, are you redeeming that time? Are you using that time to its fullest capacity while you sit in the presence of a holy God? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The days will overcome us if we do not use our time to find the joy of our salvation, the joy of our God. Hallelujah. The pleasure of being in the presence of God. Hallelujah. You see, it's a joy to be in the presence of God. It's joy as the Spirit of God starts flooding our soul. And you know, a lot of times if people are not expressing joy in the midst of a move of the Spirit of God, it's because they're not surrendered to God. You see, joy will not be there if you are not wanting to be there. And this is why joy and the fullness of joy is found in the presence of God. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness,
for they shall be filled.
Hallelujah.
And that is the joy of the child of God, is to be filled with the righteousness of God, filled with the Spirit of God, filled with the joy of God, filled with the peace of God. Hallelujah. That is that joy, taking that time and redeeming that time to find that fullness of joy that God desires to bring into our lives. Because He created time, we can enjoy that time in His presence. Praise our God. And so we see then time is something that all men and all women have in common. The ground is level when it comes to time. I don't have any more time than what you've got. You don't have any more time than what I have. There's still 24 hours in a day. There's still 60 minutes in an hour. There's still 60 seconds in a minute. It just breaks down, and we could keep breaking it down, but it's just God created that so you and I could redeem the time wisely and enjoy Him. Hallelujah. Enjoy Him. Enjoy our families. Strengthen our families. Encourage our families. Hallelujah. It's just the reality of time. And so time is there. And so we must begin to realize the commodity we have and the value we have. In Matthew 6, 26 and 40, and He cometh unto His disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?" Just 1 hour? I mean, the answer to that question was, no, I couldn't do it. I didn't get it done. They didn't have the same burden Jesus had. They didn't understand what Jesus was going through. They did not. They could not comprehend. It wasn't their cup to drink yet. It wasn't their time. You see, a lot of times we can jump on that and we can really get critical of Peter and those disciples because they fell asleep. But I got a question for you. Anybody ever fell asleep down here? I have fallen asleep at an altar of prayer. Because we're human. And sometimes we're tired. Sometimes we're weary. Praise the Lord. So what do you do if you fall asleep while you're praying? When you wake up, you continue on. Hallelujah. Praise God. There ain't no greater rest than right there on that altar. Hallelujah. In the presence of God. You see, Jesus wasn't being critical. Jesus was burdened. And Jesus wanted someone to help Him in this time of need, but yet at the same time He realized it's not their cup. It's not their time. But their time would come. And they'd have to carry that same burden. And they'd have to have that same time of prayer. Hallelujah. But it just wasn't their time yet. Hallelujah. And that's why He went on back and He prayed. Hallelujah. And He let them sleep. We forget that. He says, sleep on. He let them go ahead and sleep. Why? Because He also knew it was coming their way. And He knew they were going to need it. He knew they were going to need it. Hallelujah. But see, there's that moment of time. Jesus used that time. He was praying. And He wanted His disciples to use that time to pray. But they were just not capable of it at that time. In Mark 13, 32 and 33, it says, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, know not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is." So now, the teaching is watch and pray. Watch and pray. Hallelujah. That's why I can say if you fall asleep when you're praying, when you wake up, keep praying. Pray on. Go ahead and use now that conscious time for your time of prayer and use that time you fell asleep for your time of rest. Hallelujah. It's your time. It's been given unto you. Resting is not a waste of time. Rest is something the body needs. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be a night owl. I realize we just came from youth camp, and that's what we were. We were night owls. We were morning owls. We were night owls. We were day owls. I mean, praise God. They stayed up late, got up early, and walked around in a daze most of the time. Hallelujah. But when it came time to pray, right there they were. They were praying. Hallelujah. When it came time to worship, right there they were. They was worshiping God and praising God. When it came time to play, well, they were playing kickball. They were playing softball. Wow. Time. Now remember, we're getting to the point where time is money. Time is going to be a valuable thing. Amen. It is a valuable thing. We don't know when Jesus is coming, but we're going to have to watch and pray because he's coming. It's going to be time. You don't have to look very far. We've kind of lost, I don't know, sight of this. But yet it's all around us. Isn't it amazing sometimes things are all around us and we can't see them? The signs of the times are everywhere. I realize people have said that. I know I have said that personally for at least about 36 years. But 36 years is not a very long period of time. And in reality, the signs of the times have been around us for 36 years. They have. They are just getting multiplied and bigger. Things are gearing up. I mean, all around us. For the mark of the beast. Remember, Brother Brenner sharing about that chip? That's been around for a long time. That's been around for at least 25, 30 years. But it's just becoming more escalated in what they're using it for. Anybody in here got a Pike Pass? You got a chip. That's what they use. They use that chip. It's in that little card that you stick on your windshield. And you're driving down the highway 75 miles an hour. And they read that chip and say, thank you. Wow, technology. The language barrier has been broken. Does it not amaze you that everywhere you go, people want to speak English? Except here in America, yeah, everybody wants to speak Spanish. you go to all these other countries and they want to learn English. They want to learn English. But do you realize you on your phone, on your computer, it's with a click of a button? If it's written in Chinese, you can read it in English. If it's written in English, they can read it in Chinese. You just click that button up there in that corner of what language you want it to be displayed in, and no matter what language it is, it'll convert it to yours. The language barrier is broken. What's that mean? One world government. That means everybody can be led by one group. Because the language barrier that God put in place. Anybody remember the Tower of Babel? Where all the languages were confounded and they couldn't understand each other and they had to disperse, move out into all areas of the world, and that's where all the different nationalities have come from, that Tower of Babel. Oh, but do you remember the day of Pentecost? Whoa. That's when the same God that dispersed and made all kinds of languages poured out the Holy Ghost and gave the unction to speak in all kinds of languages. Not known by the speaker, but heard by the hearer. Hallelujah. Wow. Glory. So God is able to understand every language because he created every language. And so it's not a strange thing for you and I to speak in an unknown tongue because God knows every one of them. Hallelujah. And the reason he chooses for you and I to speak in an unknown tongue, and I would have preached it to you this morning, but I ain't got to preach that one yet, so I better pull back because I'll probably preach it to you later.
Hallelujah. That tongue is an unruly member.
Oh, yeah.
How many's ever spouted off stupid stuff that you wish you would never spouted off?
That tongue. Oh, yeah. We'll not go there. We're talking about time tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise God. So Jesus Christ is coming. The signs of the times are everywhere. We don't know what time he's coming, but we know there's an appointed time for Jesus Christ to return, and it's in the Father's power. Do you realize that means as soon as the Father says it's time, that's when the trumpet's going to sound. Hallelujah. That's when those that are washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and are pursuing the kingdom of God and are in surrender to Jesus Christ are going to fly out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's going to happen if we're inside the building? I have no idea, but we're going up. I do know that. We're going up. I don't know whether we'll be unctioned to take off running and run out the door and fly on through the air. I don't know. I just know we're going to be changed and we're going out of here. I'm ready for it. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Glory to the King. Do you realize that it's going to happen by the unction of the Spirit of God? Whoa. It's not going to just be an automatic thing. You're going to have to be tuned in. You're going to have to be desirous for it to happen in your life, or it won't happen. You'll just be watching everybody fly away, and you'll be wondering, why am I still here? Because you didn't want to fly away. Why? What do you mean? I want to go. I don't want to be left behind. No, you're missing it. You didn't want to fly away. Well, I don't want to be left behind. Yeah, but you didn't want to fly away. Because you got to be ready right now. Right at this moment of time. To fly away. You got to want to fly away right now. Hallelujah. Oh, you can't have that mind frame. Lord, just wait just a little bit longer. I've got some things I want to accomplish first and things I want to do. And then I'll get ready. Do you realize people do that? Wow. Time. Strange thing. It's a real thing. And it's common to all. And it's been given to us by God. Time. Mark 9:28, and when he's come into the house, his disciples ask him privately, why could we not cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Can I say it like this? This kind can come forth by nothing but time and effort. Because prayer just takes time. Fasting takes effort. How many realize it's not easy to fast? It takes effort. Hallelujah. And so Jesus was telling his disciples that sometimes there's got to be a little more time and effort put into the situation. Sometimes it comes easy. Sometimes it comes hard. Amen? But it's a matter of how much time we're willing to put into it. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. What is labor? Time and effort. Time and effort. The time and the effort you put into serving God, honoring God, bringing glory to God, being in surrender to God, being filled with God, is not vain. There will be a reward. Hallelujah. There'll be rewards while we're here. There'll be rewards right now. Hallelujah. And there'll be rewards in heaven. As Sister Pepper's already said, that nothing we do, no time and effort we put forth for the kingdom of God and for the Lord Jesus Christ goes unnoticed in heaven. There are records being kept. It's being written down. Hallelujah. And rewards will be passed out. Woo!
Hallelujah. I mean, just there at camp, Truth Camp, they were watching the campers and they put cap. I'll spit it out here in a minute. They pass out rewards to different ones who had some characteristics they were looking for at youth camp, and they gave them a reward for it. Hallelujah. That's where the whole concept of rewards has come from, right out of the Bible. Because you and I are going to receive rewards for the work that we have done for the kingdom of God. The time and the effort we have put in to the kingdom of God is going to reap great dividends. See the value of time. Most of the time, you know, so we use that word all the time. Praise the Lord. We don't put value on time. We just take it for granted thinking it's going to be there tomorrow. But actually, the Bible says you and I are not promised tomorrow. We have been given today, but we are not promised tomorrow in the sense of time. We are promised eternal life. Don't misunderstand me. But as far as time in this realm and time on earth, we're not promised tomorrow. But we have been given today. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Now in Revelation 3:14, it says, "Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." That means he was there. "Let there be light." Hallelujah. "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness doth not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." A time to repent. A time to repent at the love of God. You know, a lot of times when we think of repentance, and maybe not everybody's this way, but a lot of times when we think repentance, we think of some grotesque type of action or sin when we think of repentance. We have forgotten that there's sins of omission, which means things we know we should do and we don't do it. Sin of omission. There's sins of commission, or sins of commission. In other words, then acts that are done that are declared by the Bible as sin. And then there are just the sins of the flesh out of control. Whether it be a sin of commission or not, sometimes the flesh is just out of control. I want what I want, when I want it. What I want's not really sinful, but yet at the same time, maybe you want it a little too bad. Covetousness. See, there's just different types of sins. Repentance is really involved when light comes on the scene. Jesus Christ comes on the scene. God's word comes on the scene. "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten." Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Can I put it to you like this?
Son, when I'm talking to you, pay attention.
Woo!
I mean, as parents, and we're trying to train our children,
and they're just doing this.
What's that a sign of? They're not listening. They don't want to hear what you got to say.
I can't help but remember a couple six-year-olds when we pastored Good Hope Church. One of them was just preaching away at the little neighbor girl. And she was just there singing, blah, 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 blah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I preach a few revivals, and I've preached in some churches all across this land, and I've actually watched congregations not sing it, not say it, but you could tell it. They were not hearing. They were not listening. They didn't want to hear what was being said. And so they weren't doing it out loud, but they were just standing there on the inside going, blah, 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 blah. I ain't listening to you. I don't want to hear this. I've heard this before. I've heard it so many times. No, you haven't heard it at all. That's why you're hearing it again. Hallelujah. Praise God. You haven't heard it at all. You haven't been zealous, therefore, and repented yet at all. That's why you're hearing it again. You ever wondered why a lot of times you hear the same thing over and over and over again? It's because you haven't repented yet. Hallelujah. And when you repent and hear, you won't hear it anymore, even though it's preached. Because you've got it. Hallelujah. You've got it. Praise God. If you don't have it, you need to hear it. Praise God. And you need to repent. What's that? You need to change your mind. Anybody want to admit here tonight that you might be a little stubborn sometimes? You know, I wish I could say that I've always jumped the moment God said jump. But a lot of times he says jump, and I'm saying, was that you, Lord? You really want me to jump? Couldn't we walk instead? That'd be easier than jumping. It'd be easier to walk down these steps than jump. Ooh. You know, we're human. That's real. You may think it's humorous, but it's real as can be. It takes really consecrated, dedicated, prayed up, prayed full of the Holy Ghost, and really on fire for God and ready to do whatever God wants done for you and I to obey instantly. It doesn't just happen because we got baptized in the Holy Ghost sometime in our lifetime. It happens when we're full, on fire, ready to move when he says jump. If I'm not ready, I won't jump. If I'm not ready and that trumpet sounds, I won't fly. Praise God. See, we got to get an understanding. Time has been given to us so we can be ready. Hallelujah. So we can repent. Hallelujah. Just a little more time that we can be ready for the coming of the Lord, that we can grow in His grace and in His knowledge, that time to repent. And here's what I'm going to close with. And here's really the understanding of how that time is money. Time is going to make things happen with God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 55 verses 1 through 3, it says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Come, time. Come. Come to the waters. Even if you don't have money, if you come, it's good enough. Time is money. If you will take the time to come, if you will take the time to ask, if you will take the time to call on the Lord, time is the money that you'll need. Hallelujah. Praise God. Time is the commodity that you have. Time is what God has given unto you. And more or less what God is saying, if you will take what I've given unto you and you will bring it unto me, then you will eat of the master's table. You will eat of the things of heaven. You will have your needs met from me if you'll just take the time to come unto me. That will suffice. Time will be your payment. Time will be seen as you are giving all. Wow. Wow. Why do you spend your time on that which is no good? Oh. Oh. It says, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, but yet you say you have no money? Woo! Why is it we say we don't have time, but yet we have time? God's saying, take what I've given to you, use it to draw nigh unto me, and you'll have things you never dreamed of for my kingdom and in my kingdom. James said, ye have not because you ask not. And then sometimes you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. We don't want to take the time that it takes to be spiritual. And thus we sacrifice our time and we just come up carnal. Because it takes time to be spiritual. It takes time to grow. It takes time to pray. It takes time to read. It takes time, hallelujah, to meditate. It takes time to think. Hallelujah. And the glorious thing about it is God has given to every one of us the same amount of time. What are you doing with your money? What are you doing with your time? Are you consuming it upon yourself? Some people actually consume it on others as a justification for themselves. But the wise man will use his time wisely and he'll redeem his time. Another term for redeeming is he will cash it in for that which is greater. Because there's no greater time for the child of God than when he is in the presence of his holy God. There's no time you're stronger than when you're in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. But then why in the world do we wait so long and not use our time to be there? when that's where we know we find our strength, we find our power. I think Sister Lindsay mentioned it this morning, how that many times God speaks to us in our times of worship. That is so true. It was in time of worship when God spoke to my heart. It's time to go bigger. It's time for change. It was in the midst of worship. There's been multitudes of times in the midst of worship God has spoken to my heart about needs in this sanctuary. And then prayer begins to go up. Woo. And it's always glorious when God ministers to that need. Hallelujah. Praise be to His holy name. Time. That's why in a Pentecostal meeting, you really don't know what's going to happen. Because it's a time that if we'll give that time to God, He'll do great things above and beyond what we could even imagine. Oh, we may have a set order of service. I know usually we've always got a little itinerary setting up here, who's going to sing and who's going to take up the offering and who's going to play during the offering. But, you know, sometimes we don't even make it to the offering. We didn't make it to the offering this morning. Sometimes I wonder if we get more offering if we don't make it to the offering. Hallelujah. And we just put the basket over there and everybody prays through and puts in more. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. But see, time is money. Time is what God has given us. And if we will turn around and then start taking that time and giving it back to God. See, time's not wasted working in that hot nursery back there on Saturday coming up. Time's not been wasted in putting up this ceiling and building this platform. Time's not been wasted at all there. It was sometimes hard times. Sometimes frustrating times. Sometimes it was times of perspiration. Sometimes it was times of hurt. Hallelujah. Sore muscles and different things like that. But it was time well spent for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. What else are you going to do with your time? Praise the Lord. And please don't misunderstand me. God has given us time. And I'm kind of bringing this to a close as someone's coming back to the piano. God has given us time for everything. There's times for vacation. There's times for rest. Actually, the Bible talks about there's coming a time that we're going to enter into a rest from our labors, a rest from time as we know it here. We're going to enter into that eternal rest where time will be no more. Praise our God. Hallelujah. It's a good thing we're getting a glorified body and a changed body. Hallelujah, because we won't know what to do if there ain't time. There'll be no watches. I've never been a clock watcher. I used to wear a wrist watch until I busted it one time and realized that's probably not a good thing for me to do. I've got a big clock back there on that wall, but I'm not even a clock watcher, especially when I'm preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not pressed by time because I know God's given us this time. He's given us this time together. And don't misunderstand me. I look at it when I'm done. I look at it and I realize, wow, I preached. I don't even know how long I preached. I preached for 50 minutes now, I do believe. Praise the Lord. Well, that's close. That's close. He told me 49. I got one more. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. Praise God. Time is money. It's a great, valuable commodity God has given to every one of us so that we can take and use it for the benefit of our spiritual man, use it for the benefit of our family, use it, yes, to work and labor so that we can pay our bills and take care and be a light to shine and a witness. The Bible tells us that we're supposed to take care of our business. Hallelujah. In other words, stay on top of our business. Stay on top of our finances. Man, I could preach and go along. Long ways here tonight, because all of that is all about time. Learning to use time to the advantage that God has given it to us for. But we can't get all wrapped up in time and schedules But yet we need schedules, and we need to redeem our time, and we need to make sure we use our time and bring it to the Lord. Bring it to the Lord so we can come to God. And though we really don't have anything to offer Him or give Him, when we start giving our time, we are really giving of ourselves. We're giving of ourselves. You see, that's what you've done today, is you've given your time to come to the house of the Lord. You have given of yourself. But yet, there's still things we can give in the middle of that time, even more. Because in that time we have given to come here, then we can also use that time to worship. We can also use that time to praise. We can also use that time to hear. We can also use that time to grow. So, brethren, whether you realize it or not, you are a multitasker when it comes to time. Because you can give God your time, and inside giving it to Him, you can continue to give more. Time is your money. Time is what you can bring back to God. You see, the glorious thing about it is God gave it in the first place. He gave it to us so that we could turn around and give it back to Him. And you see, and then when we use our time to strengthen our family, we use our time to take care of our business, we are glorifying God with our time. Hallelujah. Praise be to His holy name. Let's lift our hands unto the Lord. God of heaven, we thank You, Lord God, for time. We thank You. You have created it and You have given it unto us. You've given us life. And life consists of this time here. Hallelujah. And though time seems to be fleeting away sometimes, yet time is our money. Time is what we can offer back unto You. Hallelujah. And we thank You, Lord God, oh, for the time You've given us to be together with You, to be together with one another, fellowship with the saints, fellowship with the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You for this time of blessing. Thank You, Lord God, for the time in Your Word. Thank You, Lord, for the time in Your presence. God, we thank You. We praise You, Lord. Help us, Lord. Speak to us tonight about this glorious time, this precious time You've given to us as believers, that we can turn around, bring it back to You. And Lord, that's when You will bless us. And You will bless our families, and You will bless our efforts as we give You our time. Hallelujah. Let's come around the altars and let's close with prayer here tonight. Hallelujah. If you've got loved ones upon your heart, take some time tonight and lift them up before the Lord. Hallelujah. If you got needs, hallelujah, take some time tonight and lift it up unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to our God. Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord, for this precious commodity of time.
Yes, Lord.